roll call if I could. So Commissioner Ross. Commissioner McDonald. Papita.
Colpita, here.
Colpita, thank you. Budding.
Here.
And Felber.
Here.
All right, and Commissioner O'Donnell, myself is here. We're joined by Joe Malin from city staff. At the moment, we have no one representing the public for any comments to be given. So I'll jump to the action items, if I may. The first one would be review of our previous November 14, 2018 minutes. And upon that review, it could be a motion to go one way or the other.
Motion approved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'd like to jump to three if I could. Would that be all right with everyone?
Sure.
We need to appoint a member to the Board of Ethics interviews panel. We lost our star, the man who volunteered.
I'm sorry, may I interrupt for a minute?
Sure, please.
I'm not used to this. Can I go back and get the motion and the second? Who made those on?
I made motion.
I second.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good.
So you can go ahead with ideas on how to get this set up. Agenda item three. First of all, is there any more? Does anyone want to do this? Do you recall what this entails? It's the review of candidates.
How often do they meet, do you know?
So.
To do this? I know it depends, but.
It does, and it hasn't been done before. And we, if you may recall, Commissioner De La Rosa had been the one appointed previously when we discussed it. He has since resigned from the commission, so that's why we're coming back with this item now. They do have, I believe, two openings right now. And we've actually already solicited applicants for those openings. And I believe what they're planning right now is once those are whittled down, that they would, it'd be a one day of interviews. They would try to get all applicants in on one day.
Oh.
And then once those are done, there wouldn't be another commitment until probably next year, unless something unforeseeable happens. But unless, you know, someone resigned this year prematurely, but the next scheduled term out would be next year.
So is that a daytime meeting then?
So it's not set right now,
mm-hmm.
and it will just be whoever is appointed from this commission as well as whoever is appointed from the Board of Ethics. So two of you that would be conducting those interviews as well as a staff member would be present. So certainly some room for working with schedules.
I guess I'll volunteer.
Okay.
Yeah, the floor here is that Rachel McDonald has volunteered to fulfill our requirement. The Board of Ethics interview panel. Outstanding. Motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. She'll hear, I guess, from you, Jill, on when and where and
yes.
How to get.
Okay.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Okay. Now we'll jump back to two folks, if we could. This is the discussion and potential action on the draft public survey. We had a subcommittee. I guess we've all got a copy of what they came up with. Anyone want to present what this is?
I will. I worked with Commissioner Budding. I drafted these questions based on my review of my notes and what we discussed at the last meeting. Tried to incorporate both mayor and council members separately since they are treated separately, differently in the charter. And then we included the background information on what they currently get, how it's determined, and then what their actual current salaries are to give that background information. And then tried to present the questions in a way that wouldn't sway them one way or the other. Are you okay? Basically, are you okay with the current system? Do you think it should change? If so, would you like to see it higher, lower, or same? So that's what you have before you. I ran it by Commissioner Budding as well, and he had a couple of changes that we incorporated, and then that's the final product that you see in front of you. And I don't have the full survey in front of you again. Ann Steinberger is the one who prepared that, and she wasn't able to get this in, but it would just be attached essentially at the end. Hello.
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 Is there, what's the intent of question three in each section when they've kind of already answered that in one? Unless I'm not reading the question right.
There is a little bit of a nuance to it, and I had that same thought when I drafted it, I guess. But question one is looking at the raw data of the salary. Do you think it should be higher, lower, same?
Mm-hmm.
And then question three goes to the formula on how it's determined. So maybe, well, go ahead. That's how I got there.
Okay. Because, and that's what I was thinking, but I guess I'm thinking if I'm taking the survey, if I've already said that I think the salary's too high, or too low for that matter, that, I believe you can't point, so if, basically that would say that I don't really like the formula, unless I say that keeping it the same, that if it's higher, if I think it should be higher or lower, that the formula probably is the problem. And so the natural thing I would think would be if I answered those two questions and I said, let's say I said it was higher. And I said, yeah, so because it's higher, I don't believe the current formula, or I believe the current formula should change because it's resulting in too high a salary. Then I'd probably be answering the very same thing as I did in one, so I'm not sure it adds anything, but that's just me. So I don't know if anybody else has any.
I mean, I still like the question, because I think the first one, well, doesn't talk about that, and I think that's important. It's just how we get to where we get their salaries.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, maybe we can tweak it some other way, but I think it should still be incorporated in the survey.
Okay. I'm open. I just
yeah,
it just seems
biased already.
No, I mean it's. It presents a different slant on it. In
okay.
other words, you should change it to that it's higher or lower, but it talks about the formula. So I mean, it's almost redundant of the first one, except it incorporates the formula. So
maybe we should ask the formula one first. That one should be the first question, because the formula is there, and then the first question: do you believe what we have is current? Should stay or change, and then number one should be number two based on that.
I like that, and in the interest of brevity, I think we could then drop three entirely.
Or we could leave it the way it is and just drop three entirely for both of them.
I do like the idea of the formula first. That gives them a sense, well, yeah, this could be a different way or a better way.
Mm, yeah.
And that answer, I think the answer that they're arriving at, they're already answering the next question. Yeah, it should be higher, or no, it should be lower.
Yeah.
It's just my thought process. I'm a little backwards.
So are we saying we are proposing to get rid of three from both questions, right? Or from both sections?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it seems to streamline the questions. Yeah.
And then just make 2-1 and 1-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, how's that? Anybody see anything another way? Robert?
Sounds good.
Real quick, just my memory jog, please. Didn't we at one time we were going to consider the city attorney's salary as well? The formula and the amount.
I don't remember.
We may not have been with us just yet, but it was.
I remember a lot of term limit and residency discussion with respect to the city attorney. I don't recall salary. I haven't gone back and looked recently at them.
Okay.
The salary was on there in the last papers that I saw the last meeting here.
Is that right? The city attorney's?
Yeah. Or it was mentioned in there.
On the
survey?
On the minutes, you mean?
Well, just as far as somewhere back in my mind, maybe months ago, it seemed to me we discussed the idea of including the city attorney's salary question, because it changed a while back, the ballot initiative. And there was some discussion about give folks another opportunity to review that change and see if they're happy with it. It had to do with setting term limits.
Something mentioned in the discussion months ago, whether that was to be put on the survey, I don't recall.
Okay.
The discussion of the salary was made, but I don't recall that ever being discussed or put on the actual survey.
That was my reflection as well. I didn't recall any direction to put that on the survey.
Should we ask the question? Should it be part of the survey?
Is the, if the formula is not the same, I wouldn't put it on the survey.
It's probably not.
Because.
Well, know what the new formula is. The reason I ask is the city manager, or city attorney, excuse me, position is included in just about every other portion of the survey. Resident, term limits.
So to be consistent, since we're going to be talking about term limits and salary of the mayor and city council, we want to include the salary of the city attorney since we're asking pretty much the same questions.
That's
yeah.
I know, I do remember that when we originally went to the elected city attorney, his salary was set one way and then it was adjusted in a subsequent election and he actually got a pay cut. But I don't remember what the two different formulas were.
Well, do we want to include the folks? We can figure this out.
Is it in the charter?
I would say no.
Okay.
Because that's a city attorney is a really specialized job. As opposed to most people have an idea of what a mayor should do, most people have an idea of what a city council should do. I don't think a lot of people have a really good idea of what a city attorney should do.
Okay.
Which goes to my whole question about why we elect a city attorney anyway. But you know, that's my opinion on it. It's just it's too specialized to really put onto a questioner, I think, because most people go, well, what does he do? Maybe he really does deserve it because he does X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really know what he does? And if I don't know what he does, then why should I even be guessing as to whether he makes too much?
Okay, no, Edward, I think I heard you say yes.
Yeah, I agree with the consistency.
Okay.
If we're going to talk about salary and term limits for the other elected officials, we might as well add that for the city attorney.
I would be against that. I agree that it's a specialized position. I don't see how the general applicant really decide what they say.
I agree, too. Yeah.
That's
fine.
Okay.
Agree with everybody.
So informally, we'll say no. We don't let it go. All right. I think we've got this then. We're going to take the term of questions to roll it up to the top. This is the motion, and then pick the existing question one, make it two, drop three. That's the motion on the floor.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Good. All right. That's three of the four. Number four. Actually, I should probably back up, or should I, Jill, on the public comment section? Should I back up to that now?
Sure.
Okay. Welcome, folks. If you don't know me, I'm Tom. I think you've seen me in Bangalore. Is there anything you'd like to bring to our attention to?
Well, I don't know. I was just thinking, you know, if you're not talking about how they should be determined at all, then on the survey, you just determine.
Just ask them a question.
Just going to ask those questions. But I was thinking that really it makes sense since they're part time, and we have like 360 or something employees that are part time for the city. They're making less than $39,000, and actually doing the city's work. That maybe they should get the same benefits as those part-time people rather than getting this huge list of benefits. If you look online, I mean, they have a whole page full of benefits that they're getting,
okay,
including CalSTRS, which CalPERS, which is something that's causing the city a lot of difficulty because they're having problems paying that.
If I can read this back to you, what I hear you saying is,
yeah,
we could add another question about the additional benefits that come with the position. We already have,
yeah,
the salary. You're
since
okay with that?
Part time.
All right.
No, I'm not okay with their salary.
Well,
their salary.
I don't want you to answer the question.
But anyway, right. But I mean, the thing is, if they're part time, they should get the same benefits as the other part time employees instead of getting benefits of full time employees.
Okay.
I mean, the mayor's full time, so she gets full time benefits. But I mean, they're part time, so why in the world are they getting full time benefits?
Okay, I understand.
And she's also pointing out what the cost of the city is huge. I mean, if you look at the city's budget, the council office actually costs the city more money than the whole development services department,
mm-hmm,
also more money than the economic development department. And that doesn't make sense.
Okay, thank you.
Those are two very important departments.
Sir?
I think the salaries and benefits should be rearranged, and somebody had put forth the idea of tying it in through some formula, which I don't have an example of, but a formula tying it to median salary of the citizens of Chula Vista. Okay? And benefits, yeah, should be in line with part-time workers here.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you want us to ask the salary question and the formula question, which are in here. You're saying add the other benefits as well, which is what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
My next question is, how is this going to be put forth, these questions?
And the survey itself, how we're going to,
right.
Primarily online,
on
the website, the city's website.
How many residents show up online? Do you have any idea?
Personally, I don't, but I know there's a process they go through where they go out with some kind of blast. They wanted to advertise in both the San Diego Union and the Star, Chula Vista Star, National City, Chula Vista Star.
Okay,
that's
so
it.
You feel that
I think it's going to be announced through
the option will be out there for most people who are aware of anything going on.
Hopefully. And social media, I believe, too.
Yeah,
social
Mixel
media.
And Nextdoor and that kind of stuff, I think, is intended to be announced through.
Okay, and then when would that happen?
Well, we're not. We haven't formally approved the survey. This is the last part. So you would see it within the next 6 months to a year. And I'm probably being very conservative, but obviously before the next round of elections to give us time, if necessary, to write a ballot initiative or propose the ballot initiative.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Thanks. any comments, thoughts on the idea of adding? First of all, that seems like a tangled web. I don't know what their perks are, benefits I should call them, and I don't know what you're covered by law. I mean, we're a charter, so we can change the charter. Can you, roughly off the top of your head, tell me a wild idea what their benefits are?
No, I really can't. I would have to go back and do that research and bring it back to you. And you're right, with respect to PERS, our hands are tied. We don't determine that, PERS does. But I can't sit here and tell you what all their benefits are either. I just don't.
So what I can propose, folks, is that we'll do some research into this, and if it makes some sense, or you're welcome to come back to a future meeting when we have that information, then we can kick it around and see if it makes sense.
Yeah, PERS is only for full-time people.
Right.
Yeah. They have a special thing.
I can see a general question being added under the council member saying, do you believe they should be receiving the same part-time benefits as other city part-time employees?
Is that what you're asking? Okay. Is that a motion?
Sure.
Any seconds?
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Two opposed. Aye.
Opposed.
I opposed.
Three opposed. Three in favor. Okay.
Deadlock. Do we have
comments, Robert?
Hmm?
Comments?
I think we should go as simple as possible for the first step, and then if we see that they want to change, then we can go back and ask more specific questions. If you're going to put all the information in, you might not get information from the survey that's that. So I think we should do it step by step. Do they want to change? Do they want to lower it? If they say we want to change, then we can give other options.
So you're basically, if I hear you saying, a second survey somewhere down the road further.
Yeah, let's see. let's just get a general idea of what they think. I mean, if they think no, that it's fine, then everything else becomes meaningless.
Yeah, and I can't disagree with keeping it simple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was like,
and brevity.
Well,
yeah.
I feel like I don't even know what the benefits are of the part-time employees to compare to what the city council has. I feel like if we look at that, then maybe we can make an informed decision about adding another question and whatever that would be.
I concur with Commissioner McDonald, yeah, because we don't even know what the information is. So we should probably, ask them to come and give us the information and then compare, have a discussion, and then we'll be able to formulate, if there's a question that needs to be formulated, we could do that, but right now we're just speculating what they have, what they don't have.
And if we're gonna go down this path, we should also, sorry Joe, do a little comparison with, again, other cities.
Right.
Just like we did with the salaries.
Because it might impact whether or not somebody chooses to run for city council.
Because they might work part-time technically, but then their work is really full-time. Maybe that's why that they offer them full-time benefits. I don't know if that like makes sense, but they're considered part-time, but maybe they're really spending full-time hours working on, you know, whatever it is that they work on. So that's why they determined that having full-time benefits would benefit them. I don't know, but I think if we can come back to it after we get some information about their benefits.
Yeah.
This could be union, non-union too. What do they call that when you're?
Well, they're not.
No, obviously they're not. They're salaried employees, where the workers for the city may be unions. What I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The part-time workers.
Some salaried
positions. You work whatever the hours required.
Now that to add that, you know, question now, I think we're just complicated. Let's get something out so we get some feedback,
mm-hmm.
and then we can work from the feedback that we get here.
But Robert has a good point, because it's likely other areas of the survey will also somewhat direct us to go a little more refinement and ask another question.
Yeah, this doesn't have to be the final version, but let's get some sense of what the people want before we spend lots of time on something that may be rejected outright.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the question about, do you think they should have lower salaries? If a lot of people say they want to have, they should have lower salaries, then that probably would lead to the next question about should their benefits be lower.
And if they say that the salary is fine, then we don't need the other question.
Right.
Yeah. But actually, you don't really have what they actually make here. You have what their base salary is, but then when you add, like her, what she got last year was $197,000, not $126,463. And some of that was her benefits, but over $150,000 of those was money she actually took home.
Well, I think just right now, as we're looking at her base salary, we don't want to include their benefits just yet.
Well, it's not just their benefits, it's their extra pay and all of this other stuff that brings their salaries up to an outrageous amount.
Well, true, but the base salary is where it starts. The base salary is where it all starts, right?
Then it wouldn't be so expensive.
And the point of the survey is to see what the people think about whether they make too much money or not. So
yeah,
the base salary will be the key right there. If they think they're making too much money with the base salary, then we'll know how they feel about the added benefits.
I'm all for keeping it simple. That's usually the best way. But how many people are going to respond to, do you think the mayor or the council member should make more or less? Based on what? I mean, you have to have some background information to even have an opinion about that. For instance, a comparison,
yes.
Right? Or given that the city is in near bankruptcy, shouldn't we be spending this kind of money, at least at present? In other words, most people cannot generate an opinion out of nothing.
Hopefully I can answer that question. Our website questionnaire developer tells me they will have links to those types of where you can get that information.
Directly
from the survey.
With the survey.
Yes.
Right.
Like if you look at the top section where it gives you a little definition of what the next section is, there'll be a link.
And there'll be the comparisons for the other cities in the county.
A comparable population, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
some
we're not
going to
give you the
that.
U.S. national average, but we're going to put some.
How about average of Chula Vista, though? Wouldn't that be interesting? I think I've seen it somewhere, but
yeah.
That should be included.
But the median.
Median
income.
Yeah,
it's around 37. It's less than $40,000, actually.
Oh, I thought it was higher.
People
that
drew up the districting commission lines probably know. But okay, we need to move on. I'm going to slightly alter a proposal for you all that we keep this concept alive, and then in the meantime, Jill, if you could start digging up this kind of information for us. But in the interest of, let's get on with it, we'll push ahead with the survey as is. That's my motion.
Second.
Brian? Question about the motion? Does that mean as we move on with this, then we'll catch up and add that, or would that be a separate, are you thinking that would be a separate?
I'd like to leave it open to both.
Okay.
You know, if it seems like, oh my God, there's a drastic issue there, then.
Okay.
Yes, I'm open to both.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So done. Okay. Our last topic was discussion on what we could, if we wanna report to the city council, what, when, where, that kind of thing. Last report, Jill, if you can help me?
Last report was prepared last June and was distributed to council, so it was it was the end of the fiscal year prior to the substantive work on the survey, which I think is the gist of what we've done for the last
right.
6 months.
Not a whole lot.
So June 2018?
Correct.
Well, as far as the briefing.
So to give some background to those who weren't on the commission at the time, the commission did go to a city council meeting September, I believe, of 2017, and has a workshop with the council, and one of the outcomes of that workshop was that in order to communicate to the council what the commission is working on, there would be a biannual report to the council to give them an update. And so that's what this would be. So the first and most recent one was done in June of last year.
Personally, I would like to be able to say we've done this and it's on its way, meaning when the survey goes out or is about to launch out there for the people to give us their input on, I think that'd be a good time to brief the council. And we could even get some press right there at the council meeting. Mm-hmm. Here comes the survey.
So with the changes tonight, we can have these made and can bring back to you the very final version at the next meeting, which
okay.
would be second week of February. So we could at that time also, or I could, I don't know how you want to do it. If you want to appoint a subcommittee to prepare the draft report to council, or I could write up what you guys have done so far and include a copy of the survey and you could review it and tweak it. But I anticipate that you will know at that time what your survey is going to look like and be ready to go.
So we want to, first things we better decide on that next meeting. Then we can back into this. Month from now, folks? 2 months? When do you want to get back together again?
So the next regularly scheduled meeting would be February, the second week of February, that Wednesday.
Second Wednesday, right.
And we could, I believe, have the survey ready for you in final.
February 13th, Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Second Wednesday?
Yes.
Yep.
Does that work for folks? I'm familiar mm-hmm. with that.
Works
okay.
For me. Yep.
So that would assume we'll approve the survey, then it would be ready to go out March, April. So we want to get on the council's meeting about the same time.
But we don't need to go on the council meeting. It's just a written report that we submit.
Oh, is that all we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
This is the last one. It's
oh, okay.
Simple.
Then, yes, please. I'm sorry. I thought we were going
to
stay there and give them the whole 9 yards. yeah, if you wouldn't mind, please, drafting something up. Would anybody like to assist Jill? I mean, if you weren't here for the last 6 months, you're not going to be able to do a whole lot for it. Robert, do you want to help Jill?
Doing what?
We'll write up the report that we would hand the council and mayor on our goings on here. And we'll have the survey ready to go.
Goings on from what date?
From last June.
From last June?
June.
Did we do anything from last June?
We got the survey we're going to show off, primarily.
I mean, that...
attached to the survey that we're going to be sending.
I wasn't even aware that there was something sent to the council last year. I thought something was prepared by what the CARA, but was that sent in?
Mm-hmm. It was.
Really? What was all that?
The
I
commission,
see that?
Yeah. Or I don't know if you, I believe you were here, but it did go by the commission. It wasn't done unilaterally.
Yeah, I have a copy of the draft. Probably was pretty close to what we actually submitted, I think. This was May 3rd, and I think you said it was sent in June.
And well, finalized in June, I don't remember this.
Yeah.
Was sent, but.
I'll be happy to do it.
Okay.
I motion that myself, form a subcommittee with Jill to put together our next brief to the city council. Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Was that unanimous?
Unanimous.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yes. Okay. That. Comments, Jill, for the review next week?
Just that, since we have another opening, if there's anyone who's interested or knows anyone who's interested to serve, we need another commissioner.
On that subject, what would it take for us to remove a member from this county? Because honestly, I was gonna go for his removal. But do we first have to have an open discussion of what the criteria is for us to vote on the removal, or is there already some criteria in a document you could point to?
So since it's not agendized, I don't wanna get into a discussion over it, but council would have to take action on that.
Council, gotcha, okay, thank you. All right, so the point was, if you know if anyone wants to get on the council, bring them forward, please. Folks, from you, anything? I have nothing, anything else, folks? Thanks for coming. All right, we'll adjourn the meeting, thank you.
Thank you.